How we doing? It's been a while, guys, isn't it? I've not heard from you guys in ages. You've not heard my beautiful Scottish voice in such a long time, have you? It's been a few months. Bit of a hiatus, bit of a holiday. Sort my life out, as always. But we're now on season three. Remember back in the day when I first started season one, episode one, in a pub with one of my mates chatting crap. Little did I know, a year and a half later, I'll be 50 episodes deep, and I'll be on a radio station as well. Check that out. Ah, living the dream right now. Still the start. We've still got a long way to go. But guys, I appreciate you sticking around and bearing with me and hopefully enjoying the way it's getting better, you know? It's getting a bit better. So guys, I appreciate that. So yes, we're back on season three. It's going to be a bit different from previous seasons. You know, we're trying to mature as a show. And basically what I want to do, I want to kind of mix it up a bit. I want to get some different guests on, get some people on who are interesting and a little bit more controversial, because everyone loves controversy nowadays, don't they? They love it. So, and it'll be a bit more entertaining, really, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah, so it's great fun. It's great fun. So, guys, we've got, also, before I forget, we still have a merch page, which is going to be a bit more, it's going to get changed up a bit. I want to get some decent stuff on there, you know, get some t-shirts for you guys, get some hoodies, some trucker caps, some stickers for your laptops. I don't know what the kids are into nowadays, you know. Represent the podcast. So, guys, I'm going to chuck the link below. If you want to go and treat yourself, treat your other half. You know, Christmas is coming up soon. Halloween's coming up. Halloween present. There you go. There's a waterline hoodie for you, darling. All shapes and sizes. Doesn't matter. Enjoy it. I'll do my best to do some new designs. See what you can do. So, guys, here we go. So today's guest is a little bit of a crazy one, this one. We've got a lovely, lovely lady called Jordan Wentz. Jordan, she's a crazy one, bless her. She's really good fun, actually. She's great fun to talk to. Jordan's a dancer by trade, but she does dance in a little bit of a different aspect. She uses dance to improve people's lives. You know, she started off as a dancer herself and realized that this can be used in a different aspect, a different avenue. So she incorporated it to basically be teaching people how to better themselves more than anything else, not just physically, but mentally, because everyone loves a good dance. And she goes through that and she describes it in a little bit of detail of what she does and how she does it. And obviously where she came from, and she currently lives in LA. So it was a great chat we had with her. So I hope you guys like it. So guys, have a listen to the show. Hope you guys like it. And yeah, remember to tell someone you love them. Catch up with you next one. Peace. Love that. Recording in progress. Hey. Jordan, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I'm all right. Over in the dingy part of the UK at the minute, down in London, where are you from? Hopefully a little bit better weather than we've got over here.
Well, it's pretty warm right now. I'm in LA, California. Oh. So pretty dry, pretty hot, but the sun's shining, so that makes me happy.
Living that LA dream sort of thing, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, I keep thinking that I actually know what LA is like because I've played a lot of GTA 5. So I kind of think that if I get dropped in the middle of LA, I'd know where I'm going just from playing that game.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure you would. Honestly, it's crazy how long I've lived here and how much I rely on maps to get myself around, because I just don't. I've actually recently started to try to not depend on that, but I just realized one day that like my phone died and I was like, how the hell do I get home? I just have no idea. And it's crazy because there's so many freeways and there's, you know, and the thing with LA is that it's not, I'm from Missouri originally, and it's not right. Like where I'm from, where it's, there's like a highway and there's an entrance and an exit on this side and on this side, you know? So you can pretty much bet that if you're going the wrong way, you can exit and turn around and get right back on. And LA is not like that. It's like a full loop and all of a sudden you're on a different freeway headed to Long Beach and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, so you'd have a better idea than I would, I'm sure.
Next thing you know, you'd end up in Florida somewhere going, what the hell have I just came from? Is this real life? Yeah. What was happening?
Totally. Yeah.
That's it. So, John, thanks so much for jumping on. You know, we got in contact through emails and stuff. And When you kind of, I kind of did my little kind of research on yourself before, I said, is she any good? Is she going to be good for this show?
Hey,
I was like,
hey.
Here we go. We've got someone. I love someone. You're very outgoing. You're very kind of out there and very kind of like kind of confident and passionate about what you do, which we'll go into no doubt later on in the show. But I wanted to get you on because it seems as if you're just full of energy. And it's exciting, So give us a little bit of a breakdown about what a breakdown. See, this is a little bit of a segue of what we're going into now. Breakdown sort of thing, yeah.
Ooh, breakdown. Get the breakdown.
Get
break
it down
yeah.
Now.
The breakdance. We're gonna breakdance today.
bear in mind, you don't want to see me dance, John. Honestly, I am like as long as
I love that.
I've got my missus, right? She is literally the dancing person out of this relationship. I cannot dance for her, like shit. I'm horrible. She likes it. She's always the dance floor and she's always like, let's go dancing. And I'm like, can I just go to the bar and let you do your thing? And I'll just prop the bar up and just like chat to people because that's what I like doing. I'm not very good. Unless I've got a few drinks down my neck, then I'm okay. But then after that, it's nah. I think it's just, I'm too left feet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, I actually help people like you. I help a lot of people like you go from being afraid of dancing and just not thinking. See, because most of the time when people think they're no good at dancing, it's because they're just scared to do it. And when they do try it, they're like, oh, it feels awkward. I'm not good. But you have to start somewhere, you know?
True.
And like, even if it's just in the club, I don't really think I've ever met anybody who started dancing and been like, yes, I'm amazing. You know, maybe there are a couple of those people out there, but most people are like, oh, this is weird. I feel awkward. And the thing of it is like, I still feel awkward sometimes when I dance too. But the cool thing about it is I'm not doing it for anybody else. You know, I'm doing it for me. And so I think when you get to that point, then it's a lot more enjoyable for yourself. But yeah, I can totally help you in this department.
I like that. I need all the help I can get. I need all the help I can get. So what made you get into dancing? You say you like kind of always into doing stuff like this? Because the thing that you do is a bit unusual. It's a different concept. I've never seen anyone kind of do the stuff that you do sort of thing, the way you help dance and help people. How did you really get into this? What was the main sort of like kind of motivation to get into this sort of set of thing?
I've been dancing. I started when I was 7. My mom moved, she remarried. So we were moving from the bad side of town to the better side of town.
Hey, your mom locked in then, didn't she?
Right. So yeah. Cause all of a sudden there were 2 incomes instead of 1. So we moved to the better side of town and, she wanted me to have some etiquette, which is why she said she enrolled me in dance classes. And I always say, I don't think it worked, but,
It just made you worse. I'll take it. What kind of dance class made you worse?
Well, she it's funny because she was like, I love you, but you were awful. Like you were, she's like, I can't believe you've made a career out of this because you had 2 left feet. You were the worst in your class. And she's like, I love you, but you were, you know, you just, and so it's kind of nice to see that that's where I've, you know, where I've gone from there. But I would say when I was in high school, I started really taking it seriously and it started to become something more to me, something that I really appreciated. And, you know, my journey is that I had technical training. I'd been training, I'd been competing, I'd been doing all this stuff, but there was this huge part of me that just didn't have confidence. Like I didn't believe in myself and I didn't believe that I was good enough to win, you know, and there's this whole thing behind the way that we think and the things that we tell ourselves and how I really do believe that we manifest that, you know? So it's like, it was interesting. I mean, I guess I would do pretty good and I would even win things, you know, but I just didn't feel great. I was never.
Were you doing like, doing competitions and that sort of stuff as well?
Yeah. And you know, I was more of like a technically trained dancer. I wasn't so much doing like freestyle dancing. That was very foreign to me. That was like something that, you know, coming from the Midwest, we weren't asked to do a lot of, you know, so fast forward to a few years later when I came out here to LA for my 16th birthday for a birthday present for my mom, who's awesome. She prepared this whole thing for just for the unveiling of the gift. And she basically had this like giant poster board where she had like flaps, you know, and they would open and behind them would say different things. And it was kind of like a scavenger hunt where I also had to do things. like, show me your best headstand and this and that. And it was so cute because it was basically everything that was centered around LA, but it was kind of like, I didn't know what was happening yet, you know? And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, cool. Like, this is it, you know, I'm taking you to LA, which was really, really awesome. That was for my 16th birthday, you know, and that's when things really changed for me. Things really, like, I came here and I was like, this is it. You know, I was coming from Missouri, like, not really small town, but, Springfield, Missouri, same city that Brad Pitt's from, actually. But
one of those? Because a lot of things in America, they've always got like big signs when you enter the city or the town saying home of such and such. Have you got like a home of Brad Pitt sign on the side?
You know what? I've never seen anything like that. And I don't believe so. I actually don't think a lot of people know that. I don't think he tells a lot of people either. But
is Missouri embarrassed or is Brad Pitt embarrassed? This is the question we need to ask ourselves right now.
I think I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt's embarrassed.
Surely not. He ain't nothing special.
Hey, I don't know. But yeah, so I came out to LA and I just knew this is where I needed to be. This is what I wanted to do. And I actually found out about some auditions, went to a couple open calls. I actually was about to get booked for Billy Joel and Twyla Tharp's new international tour, which would have been honestly probably one of the cooler jobs I've done in my life. And that was like one of the first auditions that I went to. I didn't even have the shoes for it. They were like, this is a heels audition. So my mom and I went downtown to the Fashion District and I ended up buying these shoes for like 10 bucks. They were like white chunk heel with rainbow polka dots all over them. And everybody else shows up in their character shoes. They're like dance shoes that are either black or tan. And here I am in this like, and you know, I just didn't give a shit. I just walked in and it was like, I was just so excited to be at this, to be at a real LA audition that I had so much fun. And I, you know, but anyways, I made the mistake of telling them that I was 16 and they were like, oh yeah.
Did you have to be 18 to be in there? Did you?
I was just honest. Well, in order to work, if I would have been younger than 18, they would have had to like hire a tutor. And that's it's a thing that they don't really want to mess with. I think it's just more complicated. And my mom's like, why did you do that? And I was like, I didn't know. I'm just honest. And she's like, we could have figured it out. But anyways, so that was the start of something really cool. And I ended up moving, coming back every year when I was 17 and 18 for my birthday as well. And I booked a job when I was 18. From an audition, I booked that audition. It was for an ABA basketball team called the Hollywood Fame, which was owned by Nick Lachey and Stacey Keibler. And so I booked that.
But Nick Lachey, is that the singer?
Yeah, the 98 Degrees.
98 Degrees. Was he the one that was married to Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They had that reality show. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I almost forgot about that. Wow. Yeah, so those guys, and then from that, the one of the casting directors from there called me and said, hey, I'm doing a movie with Fox Atomic. I think you'd be great. Do you want to come do it? And so I was on set for half of the time. It was the comebacks with David Koechner, who's also from Missouri, interestingly enough, and he's awesome.
What, you got some cracking people from Missouri.
got some roots, yeah.
Is this like an unwritten rule? If you're going to be anything in life, you have to come from Missouri.
You got to come from Missouri. I guess so. You know, but it was crazy that, well, I guess I've met David, but I haven't met Brad Pitt yet. I think we'd be, you know, I think we'd be pals.
I think you guys would get on well. I think you'd be like, oh, Brad, get yourself over here. Bust the move. You think you can dance?
Yeah.
I'll show you some tricks, mate. You know,
totally.
Get involved. Mm-hmm. Front page mm-hmm. of the paper. TNT will be going crazy. TMZ, sorry. TMZ will be going crazy.
TMZ.
Brad Pitt showing up on you and LA hotspot by random mysterious girl. Who is she? Oh, I can see the headlines now.
Oh yeah.
Amazing. So I get carried away, John. I get carried away. I can't help myself. My mind's wandering already. I can't help.
I love it. Yeah. No, I call it tangenting. When you tangent and then you're like, oh, wait, I've just tangented. And sometimes you go so far that you forget what your original story was. I don't know if you do that. I do that a lot. So, I moved out at 18 after that. I got my college professors to let me take my finals early. And I got out of Dodge. I moved out here. I moved in with this girl that I met outside of a dance class and talked to her once for like 15 minutes. And she was sweet. We ended up living together. Yeah. Okay. We ended up becoming best friends. I like shared a room with her for a while. And, wow. You know, it was cool. So I was out here when I was 18, and
that must have been scary. 18 years old, just coming straight out of something like that. Because LA is a bit of a daunting place. I don't know. I've never been there. I've played Grand Theft Auto, like I said. That's dodgy as itself.
Yeah.
So I can imagine it's a bit crazy.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really think it was crazy. I found it very exciting, and I found it very awesome. I was an only child, and my mom, I think, was worried that I would fall into some trouble and follow in her footsteps, and so she was very protective of me when I was growing up. Right. So you know, it was like for me, first time being on my own, and yeah, we know we're a little bit crazy for a while. I met some, you know, I just made friends with all the club promoters and the this and the that, and I was just like taking limos to clubs and like cutting the line and just walking right in and having, you know, like free parties. And then we'd hop from place to place. And, you know, it was a really crazy time in my life. It was also, it was fun. And I needed that, you know, I needed to get it out of my system. And so it was cool. I mean, I felt like I had a lot of fun, and I did, you know, I met a lot of cool people, did lots of dancing, but I almost lost myself for a while, or I lost sight of why I wanted to come to LA and what I really wanted to do, which was dance.
Yeah. What made you lose? You said you lost sight. What made you do that? Was it just getting wrapped up in the bright lights sort of thing?
I think it was a little bit of just being distracted by partying. You know, I was not really.
How can you not get distracted when you're in LA and not party? I mean, if I was there, I would literally only last 6 months, and I'd be like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Get me back to the UK. I want shit weather. I want shit food, and I want a pint of beer that's actually from a tab and not from a can or a bottle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people have a college experience where they go to college and they have either their fraternity or sorority, or even if they don't, they go to like disgusting college parties, where, because I've been to some of those too at UCLA, and they were disgusting. But you know,
I want to hear about this, by the way.
Parties, oh man. Okay. I've got some stories. So anyways, that was like LA at 18. That was my college experience. You know, it wasn't
so you used that as more of like a get out your system sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, And I needed it, you know. I like look back at everything, and I feel like everything happened the way that it was, you know. Like I partied with Mr. Belding.
John, Mr. Belding. Dennis Hastings, is that his name? Something Hastings, I can't remember his real name. Did you call him Mr. Belding?
Yeah, totally. Unfortunately, it's been so many phones ago that I think that picture has been lost. But yeah, I met a lot of cool people and had so many just experiences where I was like, what? Like, who am I hanging out with right now? This is so ridiculously. Oh, I partied with like Little John, and yeah, just had some, you know, some really crazy experiences, and it was fun. But after a little while, you know, it was, I slowed down and I shifted gears, and I was able to like really be like, okay, what am I doing here? What are my goals? And I think a big part too of me kind of stepping away from dance and pursuing that was that I just, A, the distraction of all of that, but B, that I wasn't really feeling confident enough. I was excited to be here, but I wasn't like, I just, it was weird. I just still didn't believe in myself. I was my own worst critic. Right. And so that is a huge reason why, I mean, I've come like leaps and bounds from where I was as far as believing in myself and being able to share my work and my art and to be able to put myself out there, you know, so much so that I'm posting all these ridiculous videos, you know, of me dressed up like Richard Simmons and stuff like that on the interwebs for everybody to see, you know? And so that's really my journey to find my confidence and be the best version of myself over, you know, the last 15 years really is what led me to create the platform and the company that I have now, which is My Move Mentality. And through that, you know, I help people become their most confident selves. I help them get out of the way and ditch their self-limiting beliefs and get fit the way that they actually enjoy, that's fun, basically with big old dance parties. And it's a great time. I really enjoy sharing what I've learned, and I've had a lot of success, you know, and even teaching people just like you who are like, I can't dance at all, and just turning that around. And the reason that it's so important is because I realized that I sort of went away from it, and then I reconnected with dance. And when I reconnected with it, that's when I realized how powerful it was. And it wasn't in a setting where I was trying to like audition for anything. It was more, I was having a really rough day and I turned on some music and I just started dancing, and I remember crying, and I was just, it was so powerful to me. Wow. And I was brought back to that passion that I have for dance and how important it is, and how it's more than just dance and it's more than just movement. It is totally a means of self-expression and connecting with yourself and releasing emotions. And that's huge. It's very really, powerful. Really huge.
Very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get, yeah. The thing is when you talk about it, you can obviously tell about that it's, as I mentioned before, it's different. And it's something that it fitted pretty well, because it's, I don't know how you can really kind of say it. There isn't anything out there that's like doing what you're doing. It's a weird concept. I don't know how to put it. It's just, it's a great thing to do, because a lot of people are looking for all these kind of ways of doing different things. You know, you always get these kind of fads and all these kind of fitness, and they try and do different things, like trying to sort their mental state out, try to sort their physical state out, and they'd always get pulled from pillar to post. But yours kind of does all of them in the same sort of time sort of thing, which is pretty cool, to be quite honest with you.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I really, when COVID happened was when this project actually really got started, because I call it a project because I don't like to call it a business. I mean, it is a business where I'm, you know, making money to support myself, but I feel like that's a fair exchange. And I had a really hard time being like, how do I ask people for money? Like, I feel guilty, you know, but at the same time, like I'm doing it in a way where I feel like it's very accessible to everybody. There's tons of free stuff, even if people aren't able to, you know, join financially or participate in any way. And I have a bunch of different programs. But it really started when COVID happened, and I had more time, and I just remember sitting in front of a computer and I was just like, well, I just started designing a website. It was like things were coming to me, and I never felt that before in my life. I've heard a lot of people talk about that, how when you know, you know, and one day the universe will speak to you, and you'll have an idea of what you want to do. Because for a really long time, I struggled with like, okay, yes, I'm dancing, yes, I'm acting, yes, I'm choreographing, I'm teaching, I'm modeling, but what am I really doing? Like, what is my purpose? And I feel like I have many purposes, but one of them specifically is to share my story and to share my journey. And if I can go from where I was to where I am now, I know that I can help people. And the confidence thing is so important. And that's such a huge piece of what I teach. Awesome. And it's the mindset, it's the movement, it's the fitness, it's all of those things that come together. Because like you said, I feel like if you have one here and one there and you're not getting all of it, that's great. But then you kind of need to bounce around. And what I realized that I need in my life, and I still consistently strive for, is all of those things. Like, I can't just have one of them. So I realized that what I needed to create and what I needed to put out there was something that was, yeah, for everybody, that has the fitness and the wellness and the health, but it's also very intentional about the mindset and just a really holistic approach to it. And it's been really awesome to create something like that in a container where I can watch people and I get to like help them grow. And the confidence thing is just, it's so important. And it's not confidence, not to be confused with cockiness. It is not about being cocky and thinking you're the shit and you're the best dancer ever. That's not it. It's about understanding, and this is what I work with a lot of people on doing, is understanding your body and being confident in your body. And that is something so simple as that. Having confidence with your body, it affects the way you hold yourself, your posture, the way that you walk through a crowd, you know, the way that you carry yourself, the way the interactions that you have with people. And even to the point of, do you have the confidence to go for that new job that you've been wanting to do, or do you not, you know? And movement can really teach you those things. And once you fully start to embody what it is that you want and what it is that your goals are, which is what I work with a lot of people on, it takes it to a whole nother level.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, it's a great concept, and I completely understand with the confidence. When you were talking about the confidence thing, I think that is a huge issue right now with a lot of different people because of obviously the COVID thing, and a lot of mental health of a lot of different people. I mean, I did a show on this not too long ago regarding the mental health state of people right now and how it's starting to become a massive, massive issue worldwide, not just obviously here in the UK, obviously in the US with yourself, but worldwide. Yeah. And for something to come out with that, because you don't associate this like kind of dance and the movement side of things that you do with that. Nobody really kind of sits there. Everyone says, oh, yeah, I like to go out on a Friday night or a Saturday night and have a few drinks and dance. But nobody really kind of associates that with with like that kind of mental state that you're going through, the confidence building. And are you getting a lot of good feedback from people who, like, you teach them? They go, wow, I didn't expect this to be the way it is.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love this one example of a friend of mine who I worked with, and he was a lot like you. He's like, I don't dance. I can't dance. I have two left feet. He said the same thing. He was like, he loves music. So he loves to go to shows. So he would go to shows and he'd literally stand in the corner with his arms crossed because he was terrified that some girl would ask him to dance. And so I worked with him, and that totally changed for him. By the end of it, you know, he said to me, and I love this compliment, he said, you tricked me into believing in myself through dance. And I was like,
wow,
you're damn right I did. That's exactly what I did, and I knew what I was doing the whole time.
And I'll do it again, god damn it, just give me another chance.
Yeah. So, and it is so powerful. And I think some people don't really, I like to say a dance a day keeps the doctor away. And I think that now there's this big shift towards wellness and practices you can do to de-stress and relieve your everything that's going on, you know, and for your mental state. But I feel like a lot of it is like mindset based. It's about like breathing like thinking or clearing or meditating. And those are all wonderful things. But not a lot of people are talking about movement, and movement is hard facts. Movement creates energy. So when you move your body, you're creating energy. And I actually just put out a little mini course called Totally Transcend Dance, which is about, which is about shifting your energy, and it's ways to do that through movement. So I'll send you that link so you can.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. Right.
I love that.
Hey, I just walked right into it. It was just there. It was already set up for me.
Segue. I'm just doing you're setting me up right now, John, isn't it? Jesus Christ. It's not a problem at all. I don't mind it. But the thing is with dancing as well, it takes a lot. You said it's exercise as well. And it takes a lot of, it does make you fit. Let's get me wrong. I remember a few times you go out there and I try and bust a move and try and like do dance offs and all that with certain people in clubs. Next day, I'm aching. I mean, my legs are in bits, and I'm just like, "What the hell happened last night?"
When I was younger, I used to be able to just like jump into the splits and no problem. And you know, I've aged a bit. I'm not as young whippersnapper that I once was.
I bet you still give it a go, though, don't you? I bet you're like, I can still do this.
I mean, I think I say that I would definitely want to warm up first because I.
That's when you know you're getting old, is when you have to warm up to anything. Are you gonna climb? I was gonna walk up these stairs. Hold on, wait till I stretch first. You're going up the stairs to your apartment or going to work. I was gonna stretch first. Give me 2 seconds.
Stretch it out. Yeah. It. Actually, it's funny because I haven't really been to many music like shows lately, but back before COVID hit, when I was going to shows pretty frequently, that was our thing. My friends and I, we would just find the space where there was space and we would stretch before we dance because we know the importance. And many times other people who don't even know you see you and they're like, oh, this looks great. I want to stretch with you. And then, you know, you get a whole.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. If I walked into a club and I seen a group of people in the corner stretching, I would literally go about to dance. I'd be like, nope, I think I'm going to stay at the bar tonight. I'm not going to get embarrassed.
Oh,
we've got
right?
some professionals in here.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see that. I don't want the smoke. I don't want it. and you know, the thing about the mindset and the movement is really that regardless of where you're at in your journey, regardless of whether you think you're a great dancer, whether you think you suck, whether you're terrified of dancing, or whether you think that you're a good dancer, everybody can do simple practices at home. You don't have to go out to the clubs. If that feels overwhelming for you, you know, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's fun, of course, but if that feels too much for you, you know, you don't have to do that. But just even on the daily, you know, like going back to that, a dance a day keeps the doctor away. Just, this is what I say to everybody. Well, for me personally, if I'm going to do something, it is much more likely that I'm going to do it if I do it in the morning versus later, because later the day and, you know, everything just happens. So what I like to do is tell people to put on a song, put on your like favorite song in the world, your most hype song, the one that makes you want to like jump up on the table, take your shirt off and swing it around, takes you back to high school, maybe that song, and put that on. You can even do it while you're brushing your teeth, so you can multitask in the morning and have a little dance party with yourself. And don't worry about what you look like. Don't worry, you know, nobody's watching you. And if, you know, you can lock yourself in the bathroom and do this by yourself if you need to, but just even that, every single day that I do this, I have a better day. Every day that I miss this step, I don't. I can it's like night and day, the quality of day that I have when I start my day with dancing. And even if you're not able to start your day with dancing, taking breaks from whatever it is you're doing and just that's like, nice. You know what? Even if you're at work and you're like, you know what? I'm about to punch my boss in the face. I really need a break. Go sit in your car even. Go like take a breath, put on your music, put on your jam and have a little dance party in the car. You know, it's just
cheer
about
dancing. Can't that. Go wrong with that's cheer a, dancing.
You can't go. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Chair dancing.
I don't do that when I'm driving home from work. I always chuck on the radio, put my iPhone on, and then just bomb down the street. My latest one is Justin Bieber's Newman. He's coming out some belters at the minute. I'm not normally into that sort of music right now, but every so often Bieber comes out with some belters, and he's brought a belter, that Stay song. I'm like, yeah, I'm bombing down the motorway, giving it some. People are driving past me, going, "What the fuck's he up to? What are you doing, man?" I'm like, "Hi, mate. Wee." Love it.
That's great. Yeah, car dancing's my favorite. I think it's one of the best.
That is one
I'm always dancing. Yeah, and it's nice, you know, because you see people, well, especially in LA, because you see people in traffic and everybody's like, because of traffic. And then you know, they look over and they see you and you're like, yeah. And then they're like, hey, they want to wave.
Yeah, that's it. Is she doing a show? Am I on hidden camera right now? What's going on?
Yeah,
this is LA. Anything can happen in that place, can't it?
Anything. Oh yeah, tons of crazy things.
Crazy things. I love it. I mean, it's with the industry. I wanted to really ask you, but this sort of thing, it's a little bit. I've really kind of noticed. I've talked to a lot of people who do certain like kind of not programs like yourself, but have a different kind of a different way of doing things with exercise and mindset and all that sort of stuff. And the industry like this can be quite toxic. And you do get people giving it like, they don't know what they're talking about. And all these people that don't understand it. Have you had anything like any negative feedback from like competitors or people saying like, ah, she's fucking full of shit, this girl. I don't know what she's all about. You know, it's a fad. Have you had anything like that?
No, that's a really good question that I've not been asked. So I'm happy that you asked me that one. And honestly, I haven't had any of that feedback, at least to my face. I haven't received any of that, but kind of, you know, where I'm at is, you know, if you look at the things that I'm doing, I do a lot. And I also like pride myself on variety because I get bored very easily. So
right.
I do everything from like you know, slow, like intentional chatting movement kind of stuff to like, I'm going to put on a crazy costume and have a dance party. Richard Simmons is a good example. You know, I'm going to make a clown out of myself, which is something that I feel like is important as well for me, because I have a lot of experience with performance art and clowning actually. So I like to put that out there because there's something so special about the clown archetype that I feel like a lot of people really resonate with.
Yeah.
And many times we lose that. We lose that aspect of play, you know, and of, right, of really that childlike aspect to us. And I feel like by keeping that in there, that's really important. And, you know, as far as people, criticism and things like that, like I said, not to my face, I hope not behind my back. But the other thing too, is that I'm kind of the mindset that I'm really open to feedback. I'm really open to what people want to see, because I'm a very open kind of person. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. I'm always trying to expand and better myself and find ways that I can better help other people as well. So I'm very receptive to those things. At the same time, I'm also a little like, I'm doing my thing, and if you don't like it, then
fuck off.
Don't look at it. Yeah, you know, don't look at it. Like there's tons of other things. And I feel like with what I'm doing, it's, some people love it. Some people probably can't stand it, you know, and that's just, you can't please everybody. And if you try to please everybody, then you're going to please, you know.
Well, they always turn around and say to you, you're not doing anything. You're not doing something. You're doing something right. If you're getting people comment and trolling you, that's when you know you've made it. You know, I've only had one troll, and I was so happy when that happened because of that. It was a few weeks before I was interviewing Sheila, and she was talking to me about this. I goes, I've not had a troll yet. She goes, you will have one because you know Ooh. You're doing something right. And eventually I got one. I was so happy. They commented on one of my, I think they commented on something. I can't even remember what they said, but I was so happy. I even went and followed that person back because I was so grateful, because they're the first troll that I've ever had. I don't know if that's a good thing or I'm just starving from attention. I don't know. We don't want to go into that sort of stuff at the minute, John, but we'll talk about that.
I actually love it. I love it. And now I haven't had a troll yet. So I guess I'm eagerly awaiting that so that I know that I've made it.
Oh, that's what it was. There was another person as well. I've had two trolls, to tell a lie. The second one, I don't care, it's a troll, because I actually pissed myself laughing at it. I got on TikTok, and I've got my TikTok channel on there. And I put it on, and someone commented on it saying, I didn't realize, oh God, what's his name again? Johnny Sins, his dad, is on TikTok. And I just went, oh my God, that's brilliant. I'm going to use that. And I liked it. So I didn't think that was a troll. I thought that was quite a funny joke. So but I was quite chuffed with that compared to Johnny Sins. Hey, I'm okay with that. I taught him everything he knows. Happy days.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday.
So you've got a lot of stuff happening at the minute. I want to talk about the courses you've got going on. You know, there's one, was it the one you mentioned, is it the Move Maker course you've got going on? What's this all about?
Yeah, so my Move Maker course is, honestly, it was a baby. I like birthed this baby, and it was a crazy process. It was a really honestly, it was one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life to prepare this course.
Right.
It took a long time. It took like literally blood, sweat, and tears. Actually, I don't think any blood, but sweat and tears for sure. but you know, it was an amazing experience. And I think it was so, I like really put everything into this course, which was why it felt like having a baby. And so I'm very proud of this baby. I'm a proud mom, and it's, the course is called Move Maker, and it's actually a 6-week course and virtual group coaching program. So there's a course component, and then at the same time, I'm doing a live weekly meetup with everybody for 6 weeks, where we do community and accountability and all kinds of amazing things like live dance jams. And basically the course is aimed to help people unleash their confidence to get fit the fun way, to dance like they've always dreamed of, and just to live their fiercest life. And I really truly believe, and I have many, many clients that have done the program that have worked with me that are they say, you know, they walk away saying, yeah, I feel like I'm living my fiercest life. I know how to get fit. I'm fitter. I'm having fun. I am like the dancer that I never thought I would be. And I'm my most confident self, you know, and that's what it's about. And so it's been a really awesome, really awesome program. And I'm super happy to have that aspect of the live Zoom meetups to create that container. It's an amazing community. We have a Facebook group and everybody's like,
oh,
back
wow.
and forth supporting so each other and
proper grown massively then. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, this is the second one that I'm in the second one right now. So it's small. I pride it in keeping it small groups because I do, when we have our meetups, I do want to like be very focused on everybody and make sure I get around to everybody. But yeah, it's in the, you know, it is in the beginning-ish stages, but yeah, it's definitely taking off and it's a really awesome program. So
it's exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. Obviously when we're listening, the guys are listening, below in the description, we'll have all the links to everything that's going on that we're talking about today. Just in case you guys are like, where can I do this? Where can I sign up? All the links will be below. We put all that sort of stuff. So don't you worry, guys. Just look down on the description. It'll be there. I said, do the little kind of point down thing. You know, that's it.
Not thumbs down. Look down. There we go.
Yeah. So what's next? What's the future got? I mean, you started this. It's starting to kick off. What's next for you? What's kind of in the back of the mind that you want to go for? What's the dream?
Woo! Oh man, and I have lots of dreams. but you're the first person that's asked me this other than myself. So now I'm having to put it into words. So this is good.
See, not my first rodeo either.
Yeah. So thank you. Next for me is, I haven't announced this yet, but I'm going to be.
Hold on. Is this an exclusive? Is this a Jordan Wentz exclusive we're getting right now?
This is an exclusive. Yes. Love nobody this. Else knows this news.
There we go. So I want to get drums. I'm taking away shine away.
So I'm going to be launching. This is going to be in the next few months. I'm going to be launching a membership site, which is just going to be basically learn how to dance. Every week you get a new choreography, you get a new combo, and it's basically learn to dance in a way that's fun, that's simple. Everything's really broken down. So every week you get a course.
Nice.
And every week you get a class, and it's basically the whole thing. You get a month. So you get four classes in a month for the price that you would go and take one class. So it's going to be really awesome. I'm very excited about that. That's happening. And I'm also, I'm wanting to start a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. So I'll have you on there, Ryan.
Oh, I'd love to.
Once I get that started. Yeah.
I love that.
Podcast. And you know, one of the other things, two other things that stick out in my mind that I really am going to be doing is, I'm going to make clothes. I've always, since the age of I've always wanted to be a fashion designer. And it started when I was little. I was like 10. And I remember I really wanted to be a fashion designer. And we didn't have a sewing machine or anything. So my mom took me to the fabric store and I bought a pattern for this like tank top. It was like a two piece with pants and a top. And it was, you know, this was like the 90s. So I got this, it was like the 70s kind of like baby shit colored plaid. And she bought me the pattern. And then she bought me some, so it's like gem. So what is it? Sew-tack? So it's basically like glue instead of sewing it. So I cut this whole pattern out and I glued this outfit together and I wore it like every day to school with my hair in my high pigtails. And,
typical 90s kid. Was that a typical 90s kid sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But I actually wore it until it fell apart. And anyway, so yeah, my flame for that has been rekindled. It's always been there, but it's definitely been more in my mind lately because I'm all about that sweat life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about sweats, everything. Comfy stuff. Comfy stuff, you know, because I'm nowadays living in my sweats and I want to look awesome and I don't want to have to change to go out. You know, I want to like look fly and be super comfortable and be able to dance and move and exercise in what I'm wearing. So I'm really interested in doing that. That's going to happen in the near future. Nice. So stay tuned. And I'm also going to be doing shoes. I'm going to make
shoes as well.
I'm going to make some high top sneakers because I have searched far and wide. And if any of you listening have any recommendations, you please let me know, because I have searched all of LA, all of the internet, and I have yet to find a pair of awesome, comfortable high top sneakers that are great for dancing. So if anybody knows anything I don't, you please. So there's definitely a market for that. So I'll be making shoes too. So you guys stay tuned.
Crazy. Are you going to have any spare time to do anything else?
No, probably not.
No, and I'm okay with it. But you got a great mindset. Okay. It's a great mindset to be in. And especially with the podcast and stuff. I love that. I'm always a massive advocate of anyone starting a podcast, to be honest. They always say to them, it's like, how's things going? Yeah, I want to do that. Have you started a podcast? Like, why are you shouting at me, Ryan? I'm like, just do it. I love it. I think podcasting is great. It's a way to get yourself out there and not be censored by anyone else, which is great. I love it.
Yeah. And I love to talk.
And I
love to hear people's stories. You know, I think people are so interesting, and when you give them a chance to tell their story, like, I've got so many friends who have never been on the podcast. I'm like, your story is amazing. I totally want to share your story with the world.
It's real life stories are so much more relatable than anything else, than like kind of marketed ones, you know. And it's, sometimes I don't like it when you see people who have just been on like podcast after podcast, and you hear them, you can tell it's more, it seems less genuine, because they've been saying it so many times to
same story
for years, and I'm just like, it's like clockwork for them, you know. And that's why I always try and get people that are like kind of fresh, new, coming into the thing, getting themselves out there, they've got new stuff happening, similar to yourself, and getting it before anyone else gets an interview with you, I can get in there first.
Yeah
The selfish mindset of mine, I tell you, I love that agenda. So, Jordan, I know it's going to we'll wrap up. We've been going on. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Where can people find you?
So you guys can find me at mymovementality.com, and I'll definitely give you that link because that's a mouthful. It's My Move Mentality. So just take those three words and squish them together.com. All of the socials, it's at My Movementality. So that's for Instagram, that's for TikTok, that's for Facebook, that's for YouTube. And I think I got all of them. Yeah.
I think that's the majority of them, to be fair.
Yeah, that's all of them. And I just want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome chatting with you. You're like really awesome and refreshing and very welcoming. And this has been great. So thank you so much for having me.
No worries, Jordan. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks again. And I'll speak to you guys soon.
All right.